Hello and welcome to part two of this series of the Dot City Public Library's Wine and Cheese event. We're actually joined with a couple of members of the Comic Pop Library podcast, which I'll let them introduce themselves.
This is Richard.
Wait. Who are you?
This is Richard. You got me muted too?
No, you're on.
And this is Matt.
Okay, let's start that over.
No!
Okay.
I'm sitting here under a shady tree. Listen to the wind blow. You might think just from looking at me that I'm moving a little slow. But don't believe everything that you see, 'cause you never really know. I'm just waiting for you to catch up with me.
So I have two members of the Comic Pop Library podcast here. We have
Richard
and Matt.
And for those who aren't sure what Comic Pop Library is, Richard, go ahead.
We do reviews for libraries primarily. We review comic books and Japanese manga, anime, TV series and movies, older sci-fi novels and some current, as well as our new edition of music reviews over indie and international music. So if you are interested, please join us and check us out on comicpoplibrary.com.
Okay, and then also we have a guest with us who is part of the foundation board, who's actually helping to put on the Wine and Cheese event, which the Dot City Public Library really appreciates. So
thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Jim Shearer, and I'm vice president of the foundation board.
Okay, and I was wondering, do you guys have any questions you'd like to ask Jim? Because I've got one that's going to, I'm going to ask it, and he'll just go. Do you guys have a
Let
question?
Let it go.
Okay. Go ahead, and if we have any, we'll ask while we're
okay,
visiting.
Jim, what does the foundation do for the library?
Well, of course, this is our one fundraiser, and we've been doing this now for the last, I think this is the sixth one, and we had, before that, we had what we called library teas. And again, the function is to raise money for the library for special projects. And through the years, we've given money for computers, for computer labs, that mobile lab that now graces the halls here at the library, I think, which is an outstanding addition.
Mm-hmm. And they've been used quite a bit. So.
Right, I can imagine.
For anybody interested in joining the foundation, is it an open forum, or do they have to contact somebody to get into it?
Yeah, they need to contact the officers, probably, of the foundation, because not that we're limited in numbers, but we are elected for a 3-year term, and then we can serve 2 terms, and then we have to go off. So if someone is interested, they, yes, should let Kathy know, or Nan McConnell, our president. Or me, I'm an officer, but or any of us on the board, because, again, we're always looking for interested people and that want to volunteer their time and help with the library.
So there is general membership then?
Well, it's not a general membership. It's just as a member of the board. In other words, it's kind of an application, I think, that they have, and then, you know, for an empty spot when it comes up, right.
Is there an avenue for people, if they're interested, to, like you said, help out and volunteer? Is there an avenue where they could get in touch with somebody or the library? Where they
say I'm sure that Kathy and crew would welcome that opportunity. You know, if someone is, interested in volunteering during the day, I know my wife comes down and when they have children's reading, and she'll read a book, and this type of thing. And I've done programs, and, if someone is interested in doing programs or working with the young people, I'm sure that again, Kathy and crew would love that.
And
absolutely.
With the foundation, like for this event tonight, you said this is your one-time event. If somebody wanted to help volunteer for that, would they still get in touch with Kathy, or they need to get in touch with the foundation?
Well, I think if they got in touch with Kathy, I think that that would be basically all they need. And because, you know, it involves quite a lot, the getting everything out and getting it all ready, the cheese, cutting it, and getting all the crackers and all of the good things that the ladies buy to serve everybody.
More
and
behind-the-scenes stuff.
Absolutely. Well, and the wine, too. That's been kind of my area. I'm kind of a gopher. I get glasses and bring out full bottles that need to be opened and this type of thing.
So you're one of our resident bartenders?
Well, kind of, sort of.
I don't know if he actually pours the
wine. I classify myself more as a gopher.
Okay.
Yep. So what kind of things has the foundation sponsored in the past?
Well, this is basically our main sponsorship. In other words, we always, you know, of course, with the event, we always have a first-rate speaker. And that's something that I really enjoy. Through the years, we've had some wonderful speakers, and it gives people in the community a real opportunity to hear excellent speakers. And it's just a social night. It's just a fun social time. And it gives people a chance to view and see the library. And so in the sense of fundraisers, this has been basically the extent of our activities. But again, Kathy and crew determine what type of situation they would like to utilize the funds for, or you know, if there's something they need as far as equipment. I think the desk out in front was one of our projects from a few years ago, the money that we raised. So it's just a matter of whatever the library needs, that's what we're willing to help.
Right. And then this time we're sort of showcasing a toddler PC, or a PC that's used mainly for children under the age of 6 years old, but they can use it up to, is that high school?
Sixth grade, I think.
Sixth grade, okay. And we have that sitting up front so that people can touch it and feel it and get to know how it works.
Did you play with it?
I haven't yet.
You need time.
Oh, you got. Yeah, you got.
I haven't had time. I've been too busy getting stuff out.
Yeah. Okay.
Doing my duty.
Yep. And then, like you mentioned before, the mobile lab, and then the CERT desk.
Well, and we also added computers to the computer lab, and you know, again, this is the another major emphasis of this event is to get people here at the library and to check out the new equipment that you have for the little ones, so that moms and dads are aware of what's available for their youngsters. And again, it's just a super fun evening, and people just enjoy visiting and browsing and looking to see what's happening.
And for people that haven't been in here, it's a wonderful library. You have a nice collection of everything. You've kind of hit the computer area, which is key to the adults and probably the young adults even.
We have a lot of kids, a lot of children.
Plus
too.
The children as well here in the opposite side. Is there one area that you enjoy more, just personally?
Well, I'll tell you, yes. My wife has an affinity for the talking books.
And when we travel,
which we do quite often. We have our one son lives in San Diego, another one in Indiana. Our oldest daughter lives in Manhattan. Of course, our youngest daughter is in Germany. But when we drive, when we travel by car, that we'll listen to two or three books. And for me, I don't have a lot of time, or I don't take time, I should say, to read a lot of books. So this allows me an opportunity to really get into some really good books. Nancy, she loves to read, and she's a multitasker.
Right. Not to give anything away or make you feel uncomfortable or anything, but you are an ex-librarian yourself.
Well, of sorts. I was the director of the Kansas Heritage Center, and it's a media resource center. And again, all of the history and wonderful information about our state and our community and the cattle drives, the Indian Wars, the military. So in a sense, yes, I was of sorts, right?
Right.
But, you know, again, this world is so expansive, and the technology of today, it just keeps bringing more things. I know Nancy has this little recorder now that she listened to, you know, with the earbuds and, mm-hmm. and walks around with that. And she'll be quilting and listening to that, watching TV, and I don't know what all, but that's why I say she's a multitasker. But
listening
but anyway,
to TV and watching an audio and listening to an audiobook would be really multitasking.
It is. You know, it's interesting, and like I said, that allows me and has allowed me over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years especially, to really get into some good books with her, you know.
Right.
Okay. So I want to take this time to thank our sponsors for this year's Wine and Cheese. We got High Plains Journal, Cargill, Western Beverage, and Fidelity State Bank and Trust. We want to, is there anything else you guys have?
We're just drinking some wine and having some cheese. So.
That's you know what? We need it. I need...
I'm drinking Moreau right now. It's a little bit more sturdier than some excellent the white Zinfandel I had earlier.
Excellent wines.
What was this one?
Did you have a favorite?
Also, in view of that, I would just like to thank all of the folks who have donated prizes for the door prize drawings.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have, like, I think over 20 of those. And, you know, people have just responded to this event super positive. And that's really great for the community. And, yes, I do have several favorite wines. My very favorite is Chenin Blanc. I love Chenin Blanc. It's a, kind of a mild white wine, but I also have developed a real affinity about Moscato. It is yummy. I just absolutely love it.
Yep, that's been a real popular trend, the Moscato.
Right, but I like Merlot, and I'm kind of more of a medium. I'm not a real hard... you know, Chardonnay, that Sauvignon Blanc, and, you know, again...
I like blank.
Yeah, blank. That's okay. But
after
anyway,
a few, it's a blank anyway.
Yeah. To me, it's kind of blank. But my favorite is Chenin Blanc.
All right. Okay. And then we have one person at the table who is not... Well, he's getting ready to open up a wine, but he's more into the cheese. Mm. Did you have a favorite over there?
So far, actually, yes. The Cranberry?
Have you tried that? I haven't got to try that
yet.
Oh,
that one was... I believe it was yummy. Richard,
I haven't tried it yet. So
you haven't tried it?
I'm going to try that.
That one was really good. Quite a few of them were really good. They get a very wide range of
variety,
different cheeses, between hard cheeses, soft cheeses.
Yeah.
There's a... What was the lemon one called?
Yeah, there was a lemon zest cheese.
And there's also an orange one.
Was there an orange one?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
But the lemon zest one
I haven't tried it yet, but it's supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, it was extremely lemony.
Oh, yeah. They're all good, though.
Absolutely.
Richard's eating the cranberry one.
I just tried a Three Alarm.
Oh, yeah. Now
it's spicy.
Yeah, they're a little.
That's good. I like hot stuff.
Have his ears lit up yet?
I might start sweating here in a minute. That is good. I like spicy food, so this is really good.
And there's a lot of food. A bunch of crackers, cheeses.
Oh, and asparagus.
Yeah, they had pickled asparagus.
That was good.
Olive. That is yummy.
And olives, green grapes. Olives.
I didn't see any chocolate over there, so I brought my own.
So everybody that helped, yes, greatly appreciated.
Well, we'll have to tell them next year that
Eric, that's a suggestion.
We have some chocolate lover.
If you want chocolate, chocolate's a good pairing with some wine. So
yeah.
And I'm drinking a 2009 Kubo, which is a Tempranillo.
That is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It tastes really good.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we get a super wide variety of all of the wines, all of the various flavors and types.
Yeah, there was so 20 different ones over there.
People
plus
could
the
try
ones.
Them, and that's what's so neat.
Yep. Oh, Matt's sampling his first sip of the Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
Not too bad.
It has to kind of grow on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a high alcohol flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's a little
not bad.
Yeah.
Yep, and that one's the Copa ones that was given to us courtesy of Western Beverage.
Right.
So all right. Yes. Well,
we thank you for doing this tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
We always enjoy it so much, and we just have a lot of fun, and we all look forward to it. You know, at this point, it is a lot of work, but between staff and the foundation board, we really, well, and some of the actual board members of the library helped, too, and Larry Burke and John Smith Eisler, and I can't think who else, but I know they're...
Do you actually purchase the wines, too? Or
oh, yes.
You actually went out and got them
yourself? Kathy and I went out and purchased them. Boy, you bet.
So
That sounds like fun, actually.
I was going to say, did Kathy do that on the clock?
Now that, I don't know.
It's a library sponsored
event.
It was.
I think she was on her lunch hour.
But, hey, I'm going to go buy some wine for work.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah. But, we appreciate you all. You guys do, too. And
Thank you.
Appreciate all your help.
Thank you.
And it's just a fun evening and great happening.
Right. And if you'd like more information about our foundation board, you can go to dcpl.info and then look for their link on our website. At this moment, we want to thank you for joining us.
Jeez.
I've had way too much wine already.
It's my pleasure, I assure you.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Jim, for coming and doing this interview. And then thank you, audience, for listening to, I was going to say Comic Pop Library Podcast, but I'll get that later.
This is about normal for our podcast. It really is. There's no script.
Well,
it just
weren't. I'll record that part later.
Thanks, Jim. Enjoy your work.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it,
Jeff. If you want to find a place that's worry-free,
well, then you know just where to go. Whoa.
Just sit right down here next to me,
where the tall grass grow. Whoa.
We'll take our cue from the bird to the bee.
They seem to really know. Whoa.
I'll play you a song on my ukulele.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.